of your opponent, Baltimore?
Very good team. You know, been there before. You know, I think they've been in the playoffs going on five straight. Played in the AFC Championship game a year ago, lost in a very close game to New England. You know, very worthy opponent, no doubt.
How much more formidable do you think this defense is than the one you saw 3 weeks ago?
Well, they had some guys missing, no question, when we played them there. You know, they got their inspirational leader in Ray Lewis, you know, made his comeback yesterday, and obviously he'll be part of their action when they come here. Pollard didn't play. You know, inside Ellerby didn't play. So they've got three pretty formidable guys back on defense that they did not have in our last contest. And then offensively, more of the same. You know, Yonda didn't play. They've totally reshuffled their offensive line. Dixon, the tight end, didn't play in our earlier game. So this will be a completely different game, a completely different test with, you know, a lot of new faces.
You mentioned Ray Lewis as an emotional leader.
Mm-hmm.
How big a factor is that at this level? You know it happens in high school and college, but in, you know.
Ball is ball. It doesn't matter what level. And, you know, there's people, leaders on teams, players in particular, that, you know, raise all boats, raise all levels, and, you know, they can inspire, no doubt, and he does that.
Coach, you talked about new players emerging for the Baltimore Ravens. One of those is rookie Bernard Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult is it to manage not only Ray Rice, but now Pierce as well in that ground game?
Well, they've got a good run game and have all season long. I think they showed that again with about 170-plus versus Indy yesterday. And both guys can come at you. It's a good 1-2 punch. We saw both of them in our first contest. You know, both very, very capable. You know, I think, you know, every one of these, Lindsey, takes on its own personality. Whether you've played them before, haven't played them before, whether it was this year, last year, this week, next week, you know, there can be drastic changes. You know, you just look in the record books. You know, so it's hard for me to compare last year and how we compare, you know, other than just kind of we are what we are. And, you know, won't be any different next week of, you know, whoever plays the best is going to win. Yeah, I think you'd have to ask them that. You know, I think, you know, there's no substitute for experience. You know, I think you draw from it, and, you know, what you do with it's critical. And so, you know, time will tell.
From all your experience having a bye week, not having a bye week, at the end of the day, do you think there's an advantage having the week?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, if you look back, at least in recent history, you know, sometimes it can be an advantage, you know, and particularly this week on a short week. But, you know, like I said, it comes down to forget about rest, forget about seeds, forget about, you know, who you played, when, where. You know, it's going to be who plays the best this Saturday night or Saturday afternoon.
How close is Willis to being able
to? Well, he's eligible to come back to practice. Like I said, I won't update anything about that until tomorrow. You know, he's not eligible to play in this game by league rules, and, you know, we'll update you when appropriate. I'd say it's fair. He's on our 53-man roster, and he's been our starting punt returner and kick returner for some time. So I guess the answer to that would be yes.
His health, Coach?
Excuse me? Like I said, I won't comment on any health issues till tomorrow.
11 straight games, Coach. Victories, mm-hmm. All 7 points or more. Is there any concern that you really haven't had to have that fourth quarter rally to get a victory over the last 11 weeks?
Well, I think beats 11 straight losses. You know, otherwise we wouldn't be here. So,
have you ever had 11 straight losses?
I'd have to go back and look.
You had a lot of fourth quarter rally situations early in the season, too.
Yeah, I think you know, one comes to mind was in Cincinnati on the road against a good football team, playoff team. You know, but, you know, like I said, all these are different, and this one will be no different.
Were there any, you said sometimes you look at games, look for scenarios that maybe you'll use to teach. Was there anything this weekend that came up in any of these games?
You know, nothing that we haven't been preaching all season. And not to go into specifics, but, you know, nothing really different than we saw and experienced all season long.
Okay.